In the introit today, we read the beautiful verse of the Psalms, God hast protected us from the counsel of the evil or the malignant. And truly, that's what was done for today's saint. He is a young saint. He was only 15 years old. He lived in the time of the Roman persecutions. He was 15 years old when he was brought in before the judges and the governors as a Christian. That was his only crime, to be a Christian, a follower of our Lord. And they, of course, did all the usual things to make him give up his faith. When he would not, and he remained firm in his faith, they put him in prison. They scourged him, first of all, and then put him in prison, chained up in a dungeon. And they say, though, that the angels, one angel came down from heaven and unbound his chains, and he was freed. And he appeared before his executioner, his persecutor, one more time. And then after that, they tortured him a little more and applied torches to him. And then finally, they lit a fire and hung him upside down with his head in the smoke in the hopes that he would smother. One of the men there who was helping along this persecution was very, very impressed with our martyr's courage. And then, as he was thinking of this, he saw an angel walking above the smoke. The angel was all decked out in beautiful white gowns. And he saw this angel, and he converted. And the angel let St. Venantius go safely from that too. He cut the rope that held him, and he was freed. Well, next, the governor was so angry at this that he sent him to prison. But he sent a new temptation this time. He sent an old man who had once been a Christian but had given up the true faith to go and talk to Venantius. And what he said was the same sort of temptation that you and I get every day. No one has to say it. It's before us in all of our life to enjoy the things of this world. But these things are the things that matter, not the things of heaven. And that's precisely what this man, this apostate, told him. He said that we Christians are duped into believing that we have to give up all the things that make us happy in this life to follow some things that will never come to us in the next. Well, St. Venantius was strong in his faith, and he immediately told the man, as the Argentinians would put it, tomate las, which means get lost. And so he went away, and then he was freed from prison once more and made another profession of faith. Well, then he was taken before the lions. The lions, it said, crouched at his feet, and St. Venantius began to preach the faith to all of the bystanders, and many of them had converted to Christianity. So this again angered the governor, and the governor told him that he was to be dragged outside the city until the evening. So for half the day, or what have you, he was dragged for all of this time, and over thistles and thorns, and he was left there half dead. Well, the next morning, he got up, and he walked right back to the governor. And the governor at this point was incensed. And then he was again told to give up the faith and everything, and he wouldn't. So he was to be dragged again unto death, this time, in the same manner, over rocks and over thistles and thorns. Well, they had done this for so long a time that even the ones carrying out this execution became extremely fatigued. And St. Venantius saw it. So he got up and he made the sign of the cross over a rock. And immediately out of the rock came water from which the executioners were able to quench their thirst. Many of them converted, and together they all were condemned to death, and all of them became martyrs and now are great saints in heaven. It's a beautiful story, this one, of how the angels protect their loved ones in so many ways. Even when things go badly for us, well, maybe without the angels, they would have gone more badly. We must never forget the protection of the good angels who are always there watching out for us. But remember this. These saints, such as today, are given to us as an example of how we are to be strong. Fortes in fide, as it says in Compline every night that the priest reads, strong in faith. We must always believe, not based on human faith, because that can always change, but on divine faith. God has said it, that there is another life, and that there we will be happy. We're not meant to be happy here. All of the things that make us happy here, they can betray us, but not the eternal joys of heaven. Through all of your sufferings, make this your resolution today, through all of your sufferings, however small, however great, remember to bear them patiently as our holy martyr today, because they're all stepping stones to a greater place of glory in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.